For a while, the people of the Earth thought that they were capable of doing anything they wished to do. They thought they owned the Earth, and that their own knowledge was capable of explaining all things. So pride and ignorance led them to deny the existence of the Creator. Human pride and despotism led man to forget who he was. The tremendous scientific leaps mankind has experienced in the past century has led to a new quality of life, but also to tyranny and oppression of millions of innocents. So future plans for societal advancement were locked away. No action could be taken on them. Science and knowledge were confounded and brought to a halt. Mankind's perceived control of the entire Earth is just an illusion. All of life seems to have turned against us. A clamorous world, jammed with traffic, busy offices, crowded cafes, and town squares, all fell into silence. Complete silence. The cities, inhabited by millions of people, have become empty. Giant factories are at a standstill. Houses are now real prisons for millions of people. Death walks freely among us. Our question is this: what is waiting for us after death? What we thought to be far away is not that far. The sound of the earth has softened. Human souls have stopped pursuing their carnal desires. Man has once again begun to listen to the call of nature, instinct, and common sense, and return to his faith in Allah, which he has lost. The voice of truth has finally come to our ears. It calls to us. It uncovers the blurring that has long blinded our insights. Without the Almighty, we are certainly very poor. Without the strong, mighty Allah, we are weak. We cannot escape that call that is within each of us, that instinct Allah has placed into mankind, upon his creation. The same instinct with which we know our Creator, the perfect being, to whom we shall most assuredly return. That instinct which indicates the existence of Allah, which binds us to the Almighty, which reminds us that Allah provides what we are missing and what we need. We need to hear His voice again. Please silence every distracting voice around you and listen carefully.
يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز